But at some point, if you don't get out and sail, you're not going anywhere. So you could have a fantastic idea of all the world maps and all these aspirations and all the things you want to do. But at some point, you got to get out on the water and start sailing, right? Now, on the other hand, if you go out and start sailing, you don't have any idea where you're going, you're not going to go anywhere either. So you have to have a balance. See, your problem is you have no balance. Your life completely revolves around performance. You don't have any substance. So you do have some substance, like thank God now you're checking your blood sugars. Thank God you're trying to get some exercise. Thank God you're trying to follow the diet. You're trying to do some things to make yourself better. But it's that much, and all the other bullshit is this much, right?
You say it's only 10%?
Yeah, not even 10%. Well, let's look at this morning. How much time have you spent talking to ChatGPT, and how much time you spent doing your blood sugars and doing something beneficial for yourself? Yeah, just write it down. So you spend this much time doing getting ahead, and this much time, just going around in a circle.
Well, it only takes a couple minutes to take my blood sugars.
Yeah, but it takes a lot more than a couple of minutes to do something about it. It takes a lot more to get exercise and do the right thing and make a good breakfast and all that. That takes a lot of effort. But you don't do any of that. You don't. You prefer you. What you prefer to do is just have performance. And then when your mom comes up, hey, mom, you know, Dad said,
See,
what did he say? He said that I don't do
did you
anything.
like
He said I'm wasting my
did you
time.
like dinner last night?
And then your mom
Did you
goes.
like
Your
dinner?
mom goes,
Did you like dinner?
what did you say to Paul?
Did you like dinner last night?
I loved it.
Well,
I loved it.
it wouldn't exist if it wasn't for me.
You made the dinner? Your mom didn't tell me that. Your mom said
I
she made the
chopped up
dinner.
the stuff. I stopped up the stuff.
All right. Oh, that's good. So how much time did you spend making dinner?
Did I say dinner?
Yeah, how
I
much time?
was there for like almost an hour.
Okay, and how much time did you spend with ChatGPT yesterday? Be honest.
Zero. I didn't spend any time.
How about Grok?
For like a couple minutes.
How many songs did you write yesterday?
I didn't write any songs yesterday.
So how'd you spend your time yesterday?
Well, we were saying writing songs is not performative. It was performative.
Wait a minute. Writing songs is not performative?
Writing songs is performative. It's
Well,
not like
I
sailing.
mean, you're
It's not like
performing songs.
sailing. It's not like
Wait, wait a
sailing.
minute, Paul.
It's like what
Paul.
is it?
So what did you do besides making dinner yesterday? What
Is
else
writing
did you do?
songs not performative? What is songs? How is that?
Performing
Is that is
songs
that
is
is it
performative.
writing
Like
is writing songs
that's an ontology.
is writing songs is that
You know
like
what an
sailing?
ontology
Is
is?
that like sailing or is that looking at maps? What is that? What is that?
That's like looking at maps.
That's like
Because you
looking at
gotta, if
maps.
you were really serious about these songs, you'd get out and perform in front of people live, not having the computer do it for you.
So you're saying
I'm
you're
saying that
saying
you're
right
performative.
you're saying performative, even though I'm writing songs, that's like looking at maps.
Wait a minute. You're writing the songs,
Writing so
but who's performing the songs?
who's performing the
Yeah,
songs?
who's performing?
I'm writing saying writing lyrics is not doing something.
You're doing something, but it's performative.
You're saying
You're not doing it. You're if you were actually practicing the music and trying to
but I'm
play,
writing
are
lyrics.
you practicing?
I'm
Are
writing
you putting
lyrics.
any work into
I'm
it?
putting work in by writing
What work?
lyrics.
What work?
Writing lyrics, that's work.
How much work do you put? How much time do you spend writing the lyrics to put them into the computer for this to generate the song? How much time? Now be honest.
It takes at least
Maybe 10
well,
minutes?
it is, I can write song lyrics in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. And how
That's why
much
I can only do that because I've been writing
and so
song
how many
look
hours
I've
of
been writing
music?
poetry
So
since I was
how many hours and how many hours
I've been
of,
fascinated with poetry ever since I picked up Green Eggs and Ham.
right.
Doesn't mean that because I had the ability to write song lyrics within less than 10 minutes doesn't make my work any of that significant. I mean, how long does it take you to do an operation? Does it take you less time to do a carpal tunnel operation than it used to?
Hey, Paul, you're missing the point. The point is that you are spending more time with things that are not consequential to your life, and a lot more time talking to ChatGPT. We just spent an hour talking to ChatGPT. I've got to go to work. I can't stay and talk to you anymore. But you're going to stay and talk to her for another hour or two if you had to, right? Right?
I don't think I am allowed to talk to her.
Why?
They cut off the time.
Yeah, why they cut the time off? Why?
Because other people want to talk to her.
Exactly. So you're basically getting cut off because you're spending so much time talking to ChatGPT. Don't you see it? You don't see it, do you?
I don't see how when we're writing lyrics is
you don't see how what you're doing is performing.
Yeah, looking at laps is performative.
Well, listen, you know what would be a good test? If you today did, you tried to do something that was everything that you did today was consequential.
Well, I think everything that you consequential and performative. I think you're splitting hairs. I think stuff that's consequential and performative. I think they're basically the same thing.
Do you think that's consequential?
You're saying a street performer playing their guitar.
A street performer is performing, right?
You say it's performative.
Performance. That's a tautology. You know what a tautology is? Do you know what a tautology is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, ask Grok. What's a tautology? That's what you said. You said a street performer is performative. Yes. That's a tautology.
What? Well, I see how you said that the me looking at maps is not doing is you said you were in college and you said you have the option of doing something.
You study maps, that's good, right? But if that's all you do, then it's performative. If you want to be a real sailor or a navigator, you have to get out there and navigate. You got to do both. You can't just look at maps.
I listen to music, right?
Yeah.
And then I write lyrics.
Yeah.
So which is better?
I mean, which is better?
Well, which is better?
Well, listening to music is performative. You're listening to music.
Okay, when you
write, listening to music for your own enjoyment, you're trying to get an idea of what's going on. When you want to write music, that can be performative, or also can be if you're a professional music writer, that can be a good thing. But if that's all you do, then it's performative.
So you're saying Elton John, when he writes music, that's performative.
When Elton John first started, yeah. But after he became a professional, now it's not.
Oh, when you become a professional, when you get paid. You see,
paid. You don't have to be paid. You have to be recognized.
So you have to, unless you get recognized. How recognized by how many? By thousands of people or by millions of people?
By one person.
By one person. Yeah. So one person recognizes you, that's enough.
Let me tell you this, right? Let's say you like playing on the computer, right? You like playing video games. You like doing all this stuff, right? And then I noticed they said, "Paul, yeah, you're good at that computer. I need you to fix my computer so I can get it to work right." And you go, "Okay, I'll do that," right? And so you fix my computer so it works right, right? So after about a month, I say, "You know, Paul, it's doing great, but it's slow. Can you fix?" "Oh yeah, I can do that." So what you're doing is not performative. That's you're doing something, and I recognize that you're doing something. You see what I'm saying? On the other hand, if you're screwing around the computer and playing here and there and downloading things and doing things without any consequence, that's performative. You see the difference?
So you're saying one person, I help one person out, that I'm not performative.
Like with Amazon, right? With Amazon, when you go on Amazon and you're just looking around and just looking at the different websites and all that, that's performative. But when you're helping me out so I can order something on Amazon, that's consequential. I said, "Paul, you're the Amazon maven."
So your idea of consequential and performative seems to flip like a feather
in the situation,
like a feather, like
exactly
the Forrest Gump.
Exactly,
like it just
exactly.
It just goes from one area to another area.
You're the one that told me the life is all grays and not black and white. And you're the one you told me that.
So you're
didn't you tell me
your
that?
Definition of performative?
You know I'm using the grays, and you don't like it.
Your definition of performative in the
situation.
It's just baseless.
If you're Elton John,
it's baseless.
If you're Elton John, what you're doing is got consequence. You
consequence.
Not only has it got consequence, people are depending on you. The people are going to say, "You know, Elton, we have a contract for you to write this music by the end of the month. Are you working on it? Are you doing it?" He said, "Well, yeah, I'm kind of doing it."
Okay. Your examples are just like plastic dog shit. I mean, at least
plastic dog shit.
At least real.
Your examples are real dog shit.
At least real dog shit has substance to it.
It stinks to high heaven.
Your dog shit is not even real.
Paul, I got to go to work. I have substance things to do. And you're going to be here. And you're going to start. You're going to keep doing all the performative stuff that you do. Why don't you find something that you can do as substantive? You want me to get you something that you can do as substantive?
What do you wish you had me do?
Oh man, what you really want to know? You really want to know? You're going
to. No, I asked you the question. Your mom. I asked you a question, and you think you think I was just said it rhetorically.
Yeah.
No, so it wasn't rhetorical. It wasn't rhetorical.
What are rhetorical questions? Performative. Right?
Your idea of performative and substantive is just foolhardy.
Okay.
So you're just talking. You really don't have anything for me to do.
I got something you could do.
What?
If I give you this thing to do, you going to do it?
Well, it depends on what it is.
Okay. Well, one thing we could do is we could clean out all the junk on the floor, just like you did in your closet. Whatever's on the floor in the family room, take it off the floor and find a place for it. You think you could do that?
Well, Mom, that's Mom's stuff. I can't just...
Well, no, organize it so she can look at it and decide what she wants to do with it.
It's there on the floor for her to see.
I know, but you organize it.
Organize it to what degree?
To the degree that she can figure out what to do with it. Let's see if you can do that. There's a ton of stuff. There's lots of toys, things laying around. See if you can organize.
Or where can I put the toys?
I don't know. You got to put it in, organize in a box or somewhere your mom can look at it and say, well, I'm going to either throw it out or put it away. See if you can do that. If you did that, I would say, you know, Paul, you did substantive.
Well, it's not my stuff. I can't actually move it.
I know. It's not your stuff.
I can't move it.
I know. I know it's not your stuff.
Mom already moved a lot of this stuff.
I know. That would be something real that you could do, as opposed to just performative things you like.
Well, I don't know. It's the difference between me being performative and me being substantive is being paid or being recognized by one person.
Well, you appreciate
it. I am appreciated. My songs are appreciative. I send them to other people and they like them. I text them to other people and they like them. They say that's a really great song. So I guess I'm being
In that sense, if you're texting the song to somebody and they appreciate it, yeah, then that's you're doing something. But most of the time, that's not happening, and you know it.
Well, I think
90% of the time, it's not happening.
I think what you're telling me is bullshit.
Yes.
Unadulterated bullshit.
What you're doing is bullshit.
You're telling me is bullshit. Unadulterated bullshit. Substantive and performative stuff, that's bullshit. It's like splitting hairs, and you know it. It's just cold garbage. Complete garbage. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
See it now.
No logical sense whatsoever.
Oh, he's bullshit.
I'm not gonna even bring this conversation up because it doesn't even worth bringing it up. It's like it's this found is theory. It's just signifies nothing. Signifies nothing.
Bringing it up is performance.
Signifies nothing. It's just an act that signifies nothing. You're just like an act that brings up nothing. Just not even worth repeating. It's just, if I don't bring it up, I'm just gonna forget it, like it never happened, like I should forget it never happened. So that's how my mind works. It's just, there's something. I only remember things that are important. I only remember things that are important because I repeat the things that are important. The things that are not important, I don't repeat. Right,
What did I say just now?
I don't remember.
Don't remember. If you don't repeat it,
not going to remember it. I have to keep repeating it.
That's good.
The only times I have to repeat a sonnet to remember it, I have to repeat it over 1,000 times.
1,000 times? That's performative, Paul. That's performative. What's it called when you exaggerate, when you say something 1,000 times? What is that called? That's a poetic contraction. What is that called?
Hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
That's it's not hyperbole. It's the truth.
You do it 1,000 for real?
Yes. I have to do it to memorize it.
Paul.
To memorize it.
Paul, that's performative. You're being performative right now.
Performative.
Yeah, I have hyperbole.
I have to repeat.
And you're trying to make me. You're
I have to repeat.
Take it literally.
I have to repeat. No, it's literally. I have to repeat it at least 1,000 times or so to memorize it.
Well, that's performative.
Yeah, the sonnet's not so it's not easy to remember.
When you're manic, right? You yourself even don't. When I get manic, I'm sometimes pretending that I'm manic, right? And I said, "Well, how do you know if you're pretending you're being real? How do you know?"
Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, how are you?
Okay.
What are you up to today?
I was talking to Dad. He's giving me a hard time.
Oh, what's he giving you a hard time about?
Well, he's talking about performative, and he's talking about substantial. And he's like saying how everything I do is performative, and everything he does is substantial.
You tell him that nobody lives in absolutes.
Well,
so you can't say everything. You can't say everything. You can't say every time. That can't be true.
Well, he says what I do is so insignificant. It's like unmeasurable. It's like less than 10%. And I do is substantial. And most of the stuff I do is performative.
Okay. Why or how that is?
Well, he said that, I said, well, what do you mean performative? I've been writing these songs, and he says, well, did you perform them? And I said, no, I didn't perform them. I wrote the lyrics. So I wrote the lyrics of the song. He said, how long does that take you to write a song? And I said, well, I can write a song in less than 10 minutes, but I can only do that because I've written so many poems over the years. I've gotten good at writing poems, so I can write them rather quickly.
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he said that how Elton John is not performative, he's substantial because he gets paid. And I say, well, you're saying I need to get paid to be substantial? And he says, well, we have to have one person recognize you. So you say, well, so if I send my songs to someone and they like it, then I'm recognized. And he says, yeah, but you don't do that to all your songs. And I say, well, I do that to many of my songs. So you say, am I somewhat recognizable? I mean, somewhat potential? And he's just splitting hairs. He says, well, I have to go to work. And well, you could be here talking to writing, doing unsubstantial stuff. And then he says, Paul, you want to do something that's substantial? He says, why don't you take the stuff in the family room and organize it? And I say, organize it? How? I said, put it into boxes so Mom can go over it. And I go, what would be the point in that, putting them into boxes? I mean, am I supposed to get rid of the things? If I can't get rid of things, I'm just walking into the family room right now, and it looks like it's all cleaned up. So I don't know what my dad's talking about. Well, he has like 3 laundry baskets in the master bedroom that he needs to go through. He has old clothes, and he has all his old clothes in his closet. He can't even walk in his closet. I'm feeling okay. I was using that app I told you about, the Blinkist. Yeah, so I read it. I went through another book last night before I went to bed. Well, using the Blinkist, I read like 7 books. Well, and I not reading the books, but, you know, they give you a summary of the book. Yeah, they call them blinks. What they do is they take the book and they break it down to bullet points, and they call each bullet point a blink. So you know, first blink, second blink, third blink. That's what they do. Well, I was going through one book and it was interesting. It talked about depression, and they said how you can control your depression by controlling how your mind works. And what you do is if you can feel depressed, the reason why people feel depressed is that they let their mind ruminate, just thinks about the same thing. Okay, yeah, all right. So they ruminate over things that they shouldn't be ruminating over, And if you can just take your focus and you can focus on things that were away, and you just focus away from the things that these dark things and think it over. And I was reading this other article from it's a paid service called Medium. I mean, you can check it out. It's called Medium. It's not, I put a link to it on my website. It's a site where it has all these great articles. And there's one by a psychiatrist, and he was talking about how the mind is like it's very powerful, because it just thinks things up, and what happens is, if you can let your mind go wild and it would think things up, that you would find problems with, that you would think, well, everyone I know is going to die in 100 years from now. So basically, likelihood that everyone I know is going to die in 100 years is pretty much possible. I mean, it's like the possibility that everyone's going to die, I know, is going to live for another 100 years is not likely. So basically, you think, your mind thinks about that. It thinks about, well, when are they going to die? How are they going to die? When's that going to happen? So your mind constantly trying to solve that problem. But see, you shouldn't let your mind try to solve a problem like that, because that's very problematic. You know, it's very, why would you let your mind just try to solve a problem like that? You wouldn't want your mind. Yeah, but you see, you should let your mind try to solve problems that you can, that would be beneficial to you. So you should let your mind do work like a supercomputer and try to solve things that you need to be solved, not things that would cause you anxiety. So dad's saying I spent all day doing nothing. The devil? I don't know who.
Really worried. He's always about his own death. You should talk to him about this.
Oh.
But right now he's sleeping.
Oh. Well, you could tell him what I told you.
But he's so scared to die, he has trouble sleeping.
Well,
he just ruminates over it over and over and over. Yeah, that's how I learned the word ruminate, and I learned it from Carlito.
Yeah, well, yeah, so I've been doing this. I've been reading the website, this Medium website. It's there's a link to it on my front page of my website. It's called Medium. So I've been reading those articles, and I've been looking at the blanket. So I've been doing that. I mean, is that performative? I wonder for Dad.
It's not worth trying to meet his expectations. You just kind of have to figure out what works for you.
Well, I found a way to meet Dad's expectations.
In which way?
Well, he seems to want to do the impossible. Like, he's always trying to meet the impossible, to do things that are impossible or very hard to do. And yeah. I have, I love quotes, I don't know if you know, I love quotes. I love quotes. So anyway, I was reading this quote book, and I found a quote from Walt Disney. And Walt Disney is quoted as saying, "Doing the impossible is kind of fun." So that's the way I treat Dad. Walt Disney said, he says, it's kind of fun to do the impossible.
I mean, he could have stopped with what's the rabbit, Wally the, no, what's the name of that rabbit?
Wally the rabbit or something?
Yeah, or Walter? No, not Walter, because that's Walt Disney. But
I thought it was Wally the rabbit.
I thought it was Wally. I'll have to look it up. But I think the Disney Corporation got the copyright back on him.
Oh, they must have lost it, because Wally—that would be such an old character.
Yeah, well, I think that was before he had opened his studio. I think it was someone he did, a character he did for advertising or something. Hey, I've enjoyed chatting with you, but is Mom home?
I think she went out to do that thing where they do with the kids. They.
Oh, it's.
I think that's where she is.
Yeah, and I think it's the last Tuesday of the school year. Okay. Well, I will reach out to her a little later. So, okay, Paul. Well, let me let you go, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Paul.
Okay. Bye.